Thanks for calling AFM Billing Department. This is Martin. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm just calling because my mom got this bill, and she has insurance, so she was just wondering like why she got billed. It was $150.84. And I have the mass ID number if you need it.
Sure, just a moment. Okay, Philip, just help me out with the date of birth.
Yeah, 1985.
Okay, and what's the name?
Rocio Dominguez.
Got it. Okay, and what was the date of service? What was the date of service?
One sec. It says statement date 8/6, August 6th.
August 6th.
Yeah, that's what it says on the paper.
Okay, and what was the year?
2025.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we don't have any claim of the CEO Dominguez for this date of service.
You can't check like an account or anything? Is there like accounts or?
Sir, right now I'm looking in the Rocio's all billing summary, all the history of her. Like of date of service, whole date of services from starting to the end, and there is no August date is mentioned over there. Here, she has taken the last service. She was taken on the March 26, 2025. Just
So there's no bill for $150 anymore.
Yeah, we have a. There is a one bill of $350.84 for July 24, 2024. Let me tell you and for what it is. Just a moment. Okay, actually, the whole bill amount is $150.84. Actually, the Medicaid has been denied to pay for that claim because they said that the patient are ineligible for the service. So that's why the charges are made as a patient responsibility.
It's ineligible for what, I'm sorry?
For services. The Rocio's which service has been taken on the July 24, 2024 date of service. The whole service has been ineligible services in under the patient plan. So that's why the patient
Has to change it on the plan?
No, I think that's why it is transferred with the patient as the patient responsibility.
Okay. So what does she have to like do?
If you want to pay, and right now the amount it is in collection agency, right? So if you want to pay that amount, so I can help you. You can pay over the call. Yeah.
Keeps cutting out. Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry, it was cutting out.
If you want to pay this amount, so I can help you. You want to pay?
Yep.
Okay.
I wanted to use the. She said she wanted to use insurance. So like, how can I add that or anything? Like, there's no way to add that.
You want to resubmit this claim to your insurance, right?
Yeah.
Let me check because it is already very much old claim of the July, almost more than 1 year, and I don't think so. Just a moment, let me still check with my team if I can do something, or either if it is not, results are coming from the our end, so you need to be paid for that amount. Okay, please be online, just a moment, let me check.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Thanks for being online. So, I will check with my team for the same. Right now, we need to check with our coding team for the same. Okay. We will check and get back to you. So, like, what we can do for you in this case. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else can help you?
Oh, wait. So, wait. That's it? Like, you guys... Did you fix it or no?
Yeah, I will check with my team for the same, like, what we can do in this case. So, allow some time for it, okay?
Alright. I thought I was supposed to give you the insurance number so you can add that, or no?
Don't worry, sir. We will check, okay, and we will inform you for what we can do. If it is not possible, so we will tell you, okay?
So you guys call the number that's on file?
Yeah, the same number I think which we have in our system. It is the 978-566-6558.
Alright.
Yeah, anything else to help you?
No, that's it.
Yep, sorry for the inconvenience, and have a good day. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Yep.